Brazilian-based company JBS is the world's largest meat producer. Last year, it promised to eliminate illegal deforestation from its Brazilian cattle supply chain by 2025. However, investigators say that the company is far from reaching that target and actually tries to obscure its practices. Rick Jacobson is the Commodities Policy Manager at the Environmental Investigation Agency US. He investigated cattle transport permits in order to see how livestock move through the supply chain.
But most of them moved to another farm outside of the protected area before they were sold to a slaughterhouse. And in fact, the majority of them moved to at least two farms before they reached the slaughterhouse. So in many cases, this appeared to be a deliberate effort by ranchers to use weaknesses in the oversight of the permitting process in order to create a paper trail that hid where the cattle were coming from.
This strategy is referred to as cattle laundering. Oregon Democratic Senator Ron Wyden described how it works.
While the JBF looks the other way, ranchers take cattle born and raised on illegally deforested land and ships them to ranches with a clean record. Suddenly, those cattle are no longer considered the product of illegal deforestation. On buying and processing that cattle, JBS can claim that they're upholding the commitments to protect the Amazon. That beef, folks, might even wind up on a 4th of July picnic table somewhere here in the United States.
The cattle supply chain is opaque and difficult to trace. The Brazilian government maintains cattle shipment records called GTAs, but those documents are restricted from public access. Critics say that this allows beef producers to hide their own involvement in deforestation. Research shows that the rate of deforestation is accelerating. A report released by Brazil's National Institute for Space Research revealed that Amazon deforestation reached a 15-year high in 2021. At the same time, Brazil has become the world's largest cattle exporter. Leo McDonnell is the owner and operator of McDonnell Angus, a U.S. cattle breeding company. McDonnell says that small changes in the beef supply can have an outsized impact on cattle prices, which means that the U.S. cattle industry is impacted by Brazil's presence in the international market.
In the last 50 years, Brazil has lost 20% of the Amazon rainforest to illegal deforestation. In the same period, the Brazilian cow herd grew from 79.6 million in the 70s to 241.6 million head today. Brazil is now the number one exporter of beef, a position that the U.S. and Australia once held. And last year, I think, was the number three beef importer into the U.S. And this year, as of April 1st, the number two beef importer into the U.S. So they've really grown. Meanwhile, the U.S. cattle herd has shrunk from 130 million head in 1970 to around 90 million the first of this year.
To help U.S. ranchers, Iowa Republican Senator Chuck Grassley introduced the Cattle Price Discovery and Transparency Act of 2023 this February. The act would ensure fair minimum prices for cattle purchases and promote transparency by creating a publicly available library of marketing contracts. In the meantime, some climate campaigners have argued that cutting back on meat can help stop deforestation of the Amazon. For KPFA News, I'm Evgenia Anastasakos.